you've mentioned that you have a list of people in your Bible that you pray for. What does it look like in your life? As I imagine, you have quite a list. I do. I have many lists. I pray through the directory, for one thing. I mean, we always need a new one because I'm always finding people that aren't in the directory and et cetera, et cetera. But I pray on a monthly basis through all those faces and names that are in the directory. But my personal prayer list, you know, I always pray, first of all, the Lord's Prayer model, which I've told you about so many times. And then I pray in concentric order for those closest to me and outward. Remember, Jesus had Jesus, then he had the three that were closest, and then he had the 12, and then he had the 70. You know, there were these concentric circles outward, and at special times, only the three got to go with him on the Mount of Transfiguration, this and that. So this idea of ever-widening groups that you share things with, I just follow that for prayer. So, you know, of course, my family, and I just percolate through that. And then those closest in ministry. And, I mean, if you just think of the staff at this church with their children, and you throw in the elders and the deacons and their children, you have large, you have more people than a normal church. And then I go through ministries, of course, anywhere that I'm speaking. So, for example, right here, I'm constantly praying for every dimension of the ministries here for missionaries. Usually your prayers follow your money, or your money can follow your prayers. And so for every mission and every missionary. And then, of course, ultimately, all of us are supposed to be praying for, you know, the major events in the world. Every time you hear about a disaster, I call that, you know, news and email praying. I'm always praying for the Lord to be glorified through, like he's doing right now, what's going on in Syria and Iraq and even in Israel. Right now in Israel, I mean, people are spending immense amount of time in those bomb shelters. Most of the bomb shelter people are in the plains of what used to be the Philistine area. It's all the Israeli farmers that live close to the Gaza Strip. A predominant number of the Messianic Jews live down there because it's the cheapest place in the country to live. Everybody wants to be around Galilee or Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, but the Christians usually are not very wealthy, so they have migrated out into that Ashkelon, Ashdod area, what's called the Shephelah or the Shephelah. And those people, those Messianic Jews, are sitting by the hours in bomb shelters. And they're there. I mean, they're staying away from shrapnel, but they're just praising the Lord and everything, and the other unsaved Jews are there scared to death and troubled. And there right now is an immense, I don't know if you get Slavic Gospel Association's updates, but they're saying pray as the missiles rain down upon the land of Israel, pray for those Messianic Jews that are in those bomb shelters constant. You talk about a way to witness. Be sitting huddled together, shoulder to shoulder like this in a hot, dark place, boom, boom, and say, hey, if you died right now, do you know where you'd go? I mean, it's just the perfect witnessing opportunity. And so pray for them as they do that. And so those kind of things I pray for.